our brain actually retains an image longer than we actually physically see it. And that's why film works as it does. We don't see the blank line between frames in a film because we have this persistence of vision. So our own physiognomy creates this. So in this case, he's really, you know, showing us point blank how that vision system works, where we can, you know, for seconds afterwards, we continue to see this image in our brain, but it's not physically there anymore. I won't go on. I'll just do this last one. This is a work by Paul DeMarinis. I'll just explain the one on the left. It's called Al and Mary Do the Waltz. It's a fabulous piece where on one side of the room is Edison's cylinder disc, and on the other side is a supermarket laser beam. And the laser beam shines through the goldfish bowl, hits the Edison cylinder disc, and it plays the Blue Danube. So it's kind of badly. You know, so all the artifacts of the sound process are really apparent. But then as the goldfish swim around, they interrupt the laser beam and stop the music. So basically, the goldfish are the conductors in this piece. So there's some really beautiful things being done, you know, in still using these kind of early 19th century technologies. Okay, thanks. Any questions? It's probably my carousel. I think it is. Okay. Thanks.
Sorry about that.
No worries. I think it was my carousel. City College carousels.
Didn't have